I was a freshman in college in Manhattan, Kansas, and Jim was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. One of his cousins was in the same dormitory that I was in, and she says, I've got a cousin I'd like to have you go out with. And I said, forget it. I'm not going out with your cousin. Well, at the same time, I found out later, she was telling Jim, I have this gal in my dorm, and you would really like her. I want you to take her out. So on October the 4th of 1954, we finally did go out to a football game. Frankly, after the date, I would just as leave never gone out with him again. It wasn't that he was bad or anything. It was just that, you know, it just wasn't interesting. And so anyway, that's the way it started.
Was he more interested in football than you, Mom?
Can you believe that? Anyway, we were married a year and 8 months later.
Well, I'll inject in this that K-State was playing Missouri, and I had been 2 years at Missouri, and I wanted to see the boys play, and the only way my cousin would get me a ticket was if I took Carolyn. So I took Carolyn. She sat in the whippers section there, or the cheerleading section, and I sat over here and watched the ball game. But I did the wrong thing. Well, the right thing. After the game, I took her home and invited her to the next day for an ice cream cone. And that did it, fellas.
Been ice cream ever since, huh? All right. In the movie clip, Jerry Maguire said, you complete me. What do you think about that statement in regards to your experience in marriage? You complete me. Jump in, whoever.
I don't want to sound harsh when I say this, but the line is, you complete me, which means I take that as a person. We were all created as whole and complete individuals, and that's what we are. To say that he completes my life, absolutely. I can't even begin to explain the huge void there would be without the man sitting beside me.
Anyone else? Don't be afraid.
I thought Randy might have something to say about that.
I thought you were sitting on the other side.
Well, I agree with the idea that, I take mine more out of the biblical expression there, where the man leaves his family and takes the wife, and they then kind of become one. And I think you see that a lot when you know what the other person is going to say before they say it, and anyway, it's you're like a unit rather than two individuals.
Hope you all are taking notes on this stuff. This is good stuff.
Well, I don't like the word completeness completely. I like the word compliment, because I feel that Carolyn, to me, has filled in some of my voids, as was mentioned there, and we kind of complement each other and things like this. So I think that is the main word, is big compliment.
When it says complete, the way I look at it is, Jim is a soft place for me to fall when I really have problems elsewhere, and the world I feel isn't maybe treating me exactly right. Why, Jim has always been there for me during many, many hard times. We've always been there for the other one. And to me, that's more what complete would mean.
Awesome. Be conscious of holding those mics close to your mouth, all right, when you're talking. All right, describe one of the most difficult times in your marriage, and did you ever think that you wouldn't make it? And let's throw the next question in, too, while you're talking about it, because I think it's kind of natural. How did you make it through? All right, so describe one of the most difficult times in your marriage. Did you ever think you wouldn't make it? And how did you make it through that situation? Any of that?